12:34 on the Midday Report. Let's go to Bloemfontein, Mangaung, in the Free State, and get a quick update on what's going on with the Nulati Investments trial. An auditor from Deloitte was due to be the state witness today, but one of the defense advocates, Kenny Oldwidge, this morning successfully argued for a postponement of his testimony. Let's hear from Erin Bates, Newsroom Africa reporter, who's in court for us. Erin, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for making time to chat to us today. What were the grounds for Kenny Oldwidge opposing the testimony of this former Deloitte employee, Thomas Church?
Yes, Mandy, thank you for having me, and apologies about the slight delay. So Aldrich's grief was about the fact that it was only late yesterday that counsel for several of the accused were furnished with a draft version of this Deloitte report about the feasibility work for the Mohuma Mobung venture. He claimed it was an ambush. He said the document was some 60-odd pages and that it was critical evidence. It was a key piece of the evidence here in this High Court's criminal trial underway, and that they needed proper time to go through it and also verify the origins of the document. We heard from the state prosecutor, Derunye, that this document was found by Thomas Church of Deloitte, formerly of Deloitte, on his iPad. Oldwidge and others want to verify this before they go ahead with any ventilation of its contents in the court.
Erin, thank you so much for that update from the court. Erin Bates, Newsroom Africa reporter. You can watch your coverage of this trial on Channel 405 on DSTV. Thanks for giving us that update.